But my mother's side, there were 11 of them in the family, you know. And there were three of her brothers got killed in the war.
Okay, all right. We'll talk a little bit about the First World War. So, yeah. Three of your mother's brothers died in the First World War.
Yes, and one leg off, his leg off.
Do you remember the names of the brothers who died in the war?
Oh, I do. Con, Mick, and Tommy. And we had another lad used to home then, Pat.
And do you know anything about the circumstances of Con, Mick, and Tommy's passing in the war?
Oh, they did. My grandfather had 5 shillings from each of them. He was allowed 5 shillings from the Bishop government. That's what you get for a lad getting killed that time.
And when you say you got 5 shillings each, was that like a regular payment of pension?
It was.
Okay, so your grandfather would have received shillings
that's right.
On a weekly basis, or?
On a weekly basis, yes.
Okay. And did your grandfather ever tell you anything about how your uncles died in the war?
They wouldn't tell you much, do you know?
They wouldn't tell you
no,
much?
No.
And then you had another uncle who lost a leg?
Lost a leg.
What was his name?
Tommy. He finished up in England. He used to come home to us regular, do you know? But they wouldn't be able to make a leg as good as they can make him now, do you know?
And did Tommy have an artificial leg?
He had. And,
okay, and then your Uncle Tommy, did he share any stories with you himself, just about his experiences?
Not really. He used to only come home in latter years, do you know? You remember, they were all good. I had an uncle in Dublin. He was a fireman. He'd be going to be, and he wanted to be a fireman for so long on the railway, to get an engine driver, do you know? But he died. But he used to be great, bring us home over Christmas. He'd bring a few old presents. And we'd be always looking. I sure people had nothing in them days, do you know?
Yeah. And, and then just staying with the war for a moment. So 3 of your uncles died, one was injured. Along Madeline Street then, when you were growing up,
yes.
Would you have memories of a lot of the people who lived in this area that would have served with the British Army?
There would have lads that came back out of it, do you know? And they all said they used to be a bit touched when they get a few drinks, they get prepared, you know. They were saying it had an effect on them that way, do you know.
And what sort of effect, would you remember anything about that?
When they get a few drinks, they'd be easier to heal, that kind of stuff, do you know.
Okay.
But they were grand old lads, do you know.